The recent legalization of cannabis in New York and New Jersey means that more than 750,000 marijuana convictions are being expunged in both states, wiped out as if the arrest never happened. Also wiped out, barriers that those arrests presented to jobs, education, even custody of children. WNYC's Matt Katz reports.
David Jaramillo has been arrested for weed very often.
Definitely has to be over 20 times.
He's explaining his situation to John Zepka from the law firm Brock Eichler. We're at a cannabis expungement clinic at a hotel in Newark, where some of the thousands of New Jerseyans arrested annually during decades of marijuana prohibition are meeting with lawyers, trying to get their records clean.
Would you say that throughout the 20 cannabis arrests, you've always been arrested with less than an ounce of cannabis or marijuana or hashish?
Yeah, because it was mostly just a clip.
The remnant of a smoke joint, which as of 9 months ago is legal in New Jersey. Marijuana can now be consumed by adults without consequence, and stores selling it should be open next year. The legalization law was intended to right the wrongs of the drug war, mainly the widely disproportionate police enforcement in black and brown communities. And that's why lawmakers also mandated the expungement of marijuana records, so convictions for possession and minor distribution never again show up in background checks.
Do you understand what an expungement is?
Sort of. I just know that everything just disappears and I have a better shot at my life.
The state Supreme Court says it's used an automated system to expunge, dismiss, or vacate 362,000 marijuana and hashish cases. It has also released at least 1,200 people from probation. But lawyers and those with arrest records say the system has its flaws. People convicted of multiple crimes stemming from the same incident might not get their records expunged. So that's where the attorneys at this legal clinic come in, to help file paperwork to deal with more complicated cases.
Multiple charges can complicate the automated expungement process. It does certainly gray the expungement area, no doubt.
In New York, where cannabis was legalized in September, 198,000 records have already been expunged, and another 203,000 are in the process of being wiped away and will no longer show up in background checks. The executive director of New York's Office of Cannabis Management, Chris Alexander, made that announcement at a Cannabis Control Board meeting last month.
When completed, the actions of these measures will have expunged the records of over 400,000 New Yorkers. A staggering reminder of the impact that cannabis prohibition had on so many.
All told, more than 750,000 convictions in New Jersey and New York are being thrown out, basically at once. This means when all of those people now apply for jobs or colleges or apartments or seek custody of their kids, they won't be branded as criminals.
Their job applications might say if you've ever been convicted of a felony, but they don't say specifically what the charge was.
Exactly. They're viewing you like you're a freaking murderer.
At the expungement clinic in Newark, organizer Brendan Robinson, the head of a black cannabis lifestyle brand called 420 NJ Events, said because of these background checks, people caught with weed were unfairly viewed as criminal pariahs.
Our biggest thing is that we want folks to walk into any type of interview or application process where it says, are you a felon or do you have a conviction, and be able to answer that with confidence and know that it's not going to hinder them from moving on with their life and being who they wanted to be.
And Robinson said that black people arrested for marijuana in 2018 at 3.5 times the rate of white people in New Jersey will benefit the most, like 33-year-old Leon Sarvis.
Actually, when I got that conviction, I was in college to be a gym teacher. So that obviously messed everything up, so I had to change focus elsewhere.
It was 2008, he said, and he was convicted for marijuana distribution because he was caught with both marijuana and a scale. He was on probation for 2 years, couldn't leave the state, fired from a job working with the disabled, and he quit pursuing a bachelor's degree because he knew it wouldn't help him get a job due to his record. Sarvis is a truck driver now, but once his record is expunged, he actually hopes to get into the emerging cannabis field.
Probably the distribution lane, obviously, right?
He came to the expungement clinic with his girlfriend. She's a lawyer. She also hopes to get into the cannabis business. Like everyone else here, she's looking for new opportunities and a new start. Matt Katz, WNYC News.